Welcome to Foxcast, a podcast for clinicians made by clinicians. It's brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Find out more at foxrehab.org.
I'm your host, Jimmy McKay, and coming up is a guy that calls himself a mad scientist. I love that. Probably because he's been ranting and raving about the same thing for years and years, but now people are starting to listen. It's gaining traction. I love that. The fact that we've got Mike Eisenhart on the show right now. Mike, welcome to the program.
Oh, man, thank you.
We love that. And you are one of those guys. We talked about this just before we hit the record button. You're always, always, always hustling. I always see you at conferences and things like that, and you're always saying hi, kind of over your shoulder, because you're always off to the next thing. All right, so thank you for taking some time to be in one place and talk to us.
Totally my pleasure.
So in your intro, we talked about why people call you the mad scientist, because you've been ranting and raving about the same thing for a long time. Chicken Little was screaming the sky was falling, and eventually the sky was falling.
Feels that way.
So what's the thing? What's your thing that you're always talking about?
That's a pretty simple thing, which is that health is more than what we do in the health system.
Yeah.
Right? Keeping people healthy is a value. It's why we exist as profession. And unfortunately, we're not doing it right.
Yeah.
And so if we're willing to change a little bit and kind of go where the people are, we can make a major impact on health overall and really be a leader in this space.
Go where the people are.
Totally.
I mean, when you say it, it sounds so simple, right? Why aren't we doing that? Instead of setting up shop and saying, well, you come to me and then I'll do whatever I'm doing and the world will be the path to your door. But they're not doing that, right?
Totally not.
Not all the time. So you're saying we have to go out there. So explain to somebody who hasn't heard your rant or your rave what it is.
Right. Well, the 30-second rave is that, that people don't want to be plugged into the healthcare system. That's not it's not a great experience. It's
sure.
not what anyone wants. We have an incentive to stay away from people like us. Like, just people in general want to stay away from people like us. And the reason why is because that means you're sick. It means you're ill. And we need to flip that on its head. And we have to kind of go and bring that message out to people, because they will not necessarily come and get it. We've trained the populace so well to wait until they're sick to deal with the healthcare system.
Sick care.
Yeah, that's right. And we've trained the providers well to do that, to find diseases and try to deal with them, instead of saying, hey, how can I keep you healthy?
It's not sexy.
That's right.
You know, it's very hard to prove and to show to someone, hey, by doing A, we can prevent B from ever happening. But we can do it with that big data, pushing for that. APTA's got the outcomes registry. We're starting to actually figure out, hey, all this stuff we write down in our notes, what if we leveraged it for information, right? Totally. We like to say we're evidence-based practice. Well, what are you doing with the stuff that you collect every time you have a patient interaction? Now, what can I do with it? We bring in people who are all very, very good at it, statisticians, people who geek out on that. Have at it, geek out. I mean, we were talking with Will Dieter the other day and Andrew Guccione, when they were talking about a project they were working on, and they kept saying big amounts of information. I was like, what was your N? 72,000. I'm like, that's a good size N.
Yeah, N equals all.
N equals all. So what are some ways people can find out more information about what you're doing, your rant, your rave, and how they can help row the boat in the same direction?
Yeah, totally. So we're in the process of kind of building community.
Yeah.
Sort of find your tribe, you know, jump in the boat. APHPT.org is our little organization. It's part of a nonprofit that I helped set up.
Say it one more time.
APHPT, Academy of Prevention, Health Promotion Therapy, .org. And it's really just a collaborative. It's a community of professionals getting together and really trying to figure that same thing out.
Yeah.
How do we all kind of get on board and get this thing going in the right direction?
What's the next step? You know, what's going to be the next thing that you're aiming at? What's your next goal with this big idea?
Well, a big part of it is we've got to be in the populations, and people have to start to recognize our narrative, right? So it's changed that narrative. We have to be getting people to understand that movement is a window into future health, and that we're people who can kind of help them understand it.
Yeah.
So that's part of it. And the other part of it is we have to figure out ways and models to make this a career move. You have to be able to get paid, right?
Sure.
And that's something that sounds bad when you're an altruistic profession, but at the end of the day, I mean, we all want to practice something that looks like this, but you got to keep the lights on too.
Yeah.
So it's important.
Yeah, I like cornflakes. I like to be able to buy my own cornflakes. But
right
at the same time, I'd like to help people. So why can't we do both?
Totally.
You know, it's funny, every time that reimbursements might go down, we say, we have to close shop. I can't afford to do this. And then somehow you do. So it wasn't impossible. You just thought it was really, 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 really hard. And then you did it. Right. All right. So we can do that with this big idea.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah. What else should people know? What else should the crowd here at CSM and listening worldwide through our socials at foxrehab.org? And once the episode comes out, what's something else they should keep in the back of their brain and make sure they do on a daily basis? Like, let's say you're practicing clinician somewhere in the U.S. here. What's something you can do to help further your goal on a daily basis?
Get in touch with your employer community. I mean, that's really what it is. Is employers, you know, we want to talk about healthcare as Medicare. We want to talk about healthcare as a problem socially. But, you know, ultimately, the employers are holding the bill for a lot of people,
yeah.
right? more Americans get their health benefits through their employer than anywhere else. And employers need to understand that there is a method that you can keep costs in check or keep costs down, and that we need to be a part of that conversation.
Sure.
So building those relationships and kind of cultivating.
Yeah, I love that. The big dance at the Big Easy CSM, more than 17,000 physical therapists on site here in New Orleans. I called it New Orleans, but then I was just Nolens. I was saying it wrong. Just getting the cool vibe from in the conference, but then of course these conferences are always in, you know, cool Anaheim, San Antonio last couple of years, New Orleans this year, and a good reason to come out. You got that connection in the hallways with friends, making new friends, seeing people that you're, you know, Twitter friends for the first time ever in real life. You're real. Oh my gosh, look, there he is. How can people follow you on Twitter? What's your handle?
Mike Eisenhart.
There you go. Keep it simple, right? That's smart. You got in early on the Mike Eisenhart game for Twitter.
There weren't very many of us on Twitter.
Yeah. Appreciate that. All right, last thing we'll ask you is our foxtail. Why do you still do what you do? Why are you still so passionate about population health?
Because I've seen it firsthand. You know, I mean, when you can look into someone's eyes and know that you've had an impact on the trajectory of their life, it is a moving experience.
Yeah.
And so you want to replicate that for as many people as you possibly can. And I just don't think that we are going to do that one person at a time.
Yeah.
We've got to be able to have like swaths of people.
Yeah.
And so I've seen a little bit of it. I've kind of had a taste of it. I want more people to experience that both on the provider side and in the community side.
Love that. Next time we have you back on the show, I want to hear more about I call them the BHAG, your big, hairy, audacious goal. That's, you know, this population health thing in the PT world is your BHAG.
That's
and I
right.
want to hear more about it. Mike Eisenhart, appreciate you taking some time out here in the Big Easy and coming on the show. Thanks, man.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to Foxcast, a clinically excellent podcast. It's brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Listen to other episodes or read articles and position papers at foxrehab.org.